This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to a special edition of WWL Sports Talk. I'm live here at the 60,000-square-foot Wellness Center on the campus of Thibodaux Regional Health System. I'll be here until 6 o'clock tonight, and then at 6 o'clock, we'll throw it to the pregame of the Pelicans. And, oh, man, I don't know if they got enough to suit up, but I guess they will, as the Pelicans at 6:30 will play the Cleveland Cavaliers. So that'll be all here on the Big 870 WWL right after Sports Talk. We're going to go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, and we'll talk to the CEO of Thibodaux Regional Health System, the big boss himself, Greg Stock. Greg, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Oh, thank you, Mike. It's always a pleasure to be with you. And I'm not the big boss. I'm the chief housekeeper. That's what I am.
Well, it's something like that. You know, it's in the neighborhood. So you in that neighborhood. Greg, I'm showing Luke around and to see this facility here, a 60,000-square-foot wellness center here on the campus, and right next door is the Cancer Institute. But you had told me the numbers. How many people have passed through the wellness center? And it's a few years old now, and you've added on the second part of it also toward the back. But, man, they've had some people go through here, and it's a constant flow of traffic in and out of here.
Yeah, you're right. And the fitness center is about 60,000 square feet. That building is 250,000 square feet. But we added on the sports complex with the turf field, the track, the beach volleyball, the tennis, and so on. And but going back to the fitness center, there's about 350,000 visits a year there. There's just right at 5,000 members. That's been sustained now for several years. So, but, you know, when you add it all up, it's about 600,000 visits to that campus during the year. And that continues to grow. It's amazing.
Greg, I was talking to Jen Hale maybe a year back, and we're talking about having this built here on the bayou. At one time, I remember this is nothing but sugarcane. And so to see this facility here and then to add also the Cancer Institute, I told her there has been nothing in this parish of Lafourche that has aided it more in keeping people healthy and prolonging their life. And also the economic part of that also comes into play. No, I've lived all my life here in Lafourche. I think this is the biggest impact facility when you talk about the wellness center and the cancer center in the last 25 years. And that's a great tribute to you and also the board of supervisors and board of directors that got this going, because this was your vision to build this facility here. And we've had so many people talk about being able to come here and to work out, and not only just for the physical part of working out, I think that's another part of it, intermingling with one another. Come on, you get a certain age, maybe sometime, you know, the house becomes comfortable and you don't want to leave, but you get to talk to people your age, work out with people your age, and I think it's a great plus for the center.
You mentioned a lot of great things. First of all, it is a vision, being able to see maybe what not in a negative sense, others couldn't see. And then being able to make the vision reality, that reality part is really tough. And to make it float itself financially, that's where things start to separate sometimes. And to make the services that are offered there, and there's a lot of them, how they relate to each other. When you roll it all up, you have a very successful life. But are you still there, Mike?
Yes, I am.
Hold on. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can, Greg.
Okay, I'm sorry. So, we were a little surprised in a positive way. The people out of Chicago projected the membership in the fitness center would be 1,400, and it was immediately, within 90 days, 4,000, and then it went on up from there. But the good things that are going on have to do with the quality of life in the community, as it relates to health care, as it relates to us taking care of ourselves, as knowledge and nutrition, awareness of things that are detrimental to us or things that are good for us, habits that you kind of alluded to of off the couch, so to speak, and just starting and having somebody, a place to go, and having people that are knowledgeable there that you can talk to. And a socialization part you mentioned it's huge, you know, and you develop new friends that you didn't have before. You can look forward to that. They can be encouraging and almost often are about you trying to, whatever you're trying to accomplish. And a big piece of it is the nutrition part that's often left out. It's just the treadmills, the weights, the classes. We have numerous classes are wonderful and they improve your health, but we can help you with nutrition. And then you bring the youth, the athletes into it with our 9 volleyball teams that just do tremendous. And our swim teams, 120 kids, and others, lots and lots of others that we influence. It's really, you know, it's a great thing. I want to add this, and I kind of going on too long here. The Medical Fitness Association is a big organization across America that recognizes centers like ours, and they're having that 3-day conference in New Orleans this year. Yesterday, they invited us over, and we went over, and they gave us the number one facility in the country award, best fitness center facilities, programs, all aspects of it in the country. And I got an award, you know, as the best guy and all of that. So it really is a team effort. Our board support, our staff done a great job, I think. Doctors working with us. And we're not perfect, so I'm not trying to put that forward. But if one person's life is made better, just one, I'll tell you, it's worth it. There's less strokes, less heart disease, less cancer. Because we have a wellness center and people became aware of it and they started adopting good habits, some form of a workout for them and so on. And older people are able to live longer and enjoy their grandchildren and their families and vice versa. Then we've accomplished our mission.
Greg, before we talk a little bit of sports part of it, your connection to Nicholls State University, because you were able to kind of enhance the growth of the nurses at Nicholls State University in the nursing field. And that's a shortage of nurses all the way across the board. You know, healthcare today is a huge business, but, you know, you got to have quality people to do those particular jobs. And so Thibodaux Regional, along with Nicholls, a partnership in the nursing teaching field at Nicholls State University.
Nicholls has, you know, been a partner of ours for years, and we greatly appreciated them. I personally consider them as a really important institution and for our whole region, and we appreciate the nurses they've trained, the financial people, and on, and the impact they have. And so for us, when it came time to look at this more carefully,
kept thinking about this, and me and one of the ladies, the women that previously ran the program over there, got our heads together and talked about it, and we figured out how we could give them $10 million. You know, that'll enable them to hire the professors, keep the people they have, grow the program, make more nurses available. And as our institution grows, and it is growing, it continues to grow, more doctors come into town, more services available here locally, we're going to need those people. And so it's a win for them and a win for us, and ultimately a win for the community and for the patients who we take care of.
Greg, the connection to the sports part of it, too. I know at least two NFL players and a guy that's going to play in the NFL real soon that have worked out at the Wellness Center. You have a collaboration with athletic trainers, also working with the Nicholls State football team. And I just think that's a great partnership there, because you're a stone's throw away from Nicholls State, and you can almost see the stadium from where we at this point. And so the connection from the sports world, I think, is also important, that you never know. You know, I think it's 1.5% of college athletes are professional people in their field. So the other 98.5%, you know, this is an attraction to them if they want to get into the medical field, to have that connection with Thibodaux Regional Health Systems and also with Nicholls State. And you've been a big advocate, not only for the football team with Coach Rebo, also basketball, baseball, you name it, across the board. And I think that's a great part of this community. We live in a small community here, okay? We're not in the big city. Now, when I grew up, I thought Thibodaux was the big city, and then I found out that wasn't too big after a while. But the connection with Nicholls State Sports and yourself, I think, has really been a big plus for them.
Yeah, all of that you said is very true, and we appreciate those guys, all the effort they make to make Nicholls athletic programs as very good as they can. And we get along great with Rebo and all those football players, the baseball team, the volleyball team, really all of the teams. And we have trainers there that I think are really, really good trainers. And that safety factor for players is a huge one. And the recovery from injuries and so forth is huge. And so the team is playing at its best, because the players are well taken care of and are not out there taking risks they shouldn't take, all that kind of stuff that really, I think, strengthens Nicholls' hands. And we're very happy to do it. It's kind of a privilege. We've seen Coach Rebo and other coaches bring their players over to the Wellness Center as part of the interview process, part of what's available to those players, because that's competitive also. Recruiting the players, obviously, is pretty competitive business. And that working together, two fairly large institutions, is what I think the public likes to see and what we should do. So we're very happy with that. We appreciate those guys a lot, and appreciate their effort to educate young people, expose them to things that will help them throughout their lives, whether they play in the NFL or, like you said, most of them won't. But they had fun playing college football. They remember the games, remember the times, volleyball, basketball, softball, track, whatever it may be, tennis. And those good memories you build upon and for a firm foundation for them and their families and for our community.
Greg, last question for you is, we become the hub of the off season in the summer. You think about the camps here, Louisiana Line Camp. We had more this year. It was close to 800 young men attending Louisiana Line Camp. Then Archie tells me, Mike, we broke the record this year. It's 1,310 guys come to the Manning Camp. And we had a couple hundred people come for the Pro Football Combine, Dr. David Elias and Arthur L.A. has. You think about it, you know, in a kind of a dead period, and we get so many people nationally. They come here to cover Louisiana Line Camp or the Manning Camp. They're just amazed. They love, one, they love the food and the hospitality, and I can say I understand why. But they also see something in the area that they hadn't seen before. And for a lot of young men, they're coming here for the first time. It gives them an indoctrination to Nicholls State and also to Thibodaux Regional Health System if they want to get into that field of medicine. I think it's a great connection. But to have the two biggest camps, quarterback camp, Manning camp, and the Louisiana Line camp, which Pete Jenkins oversees, and to see Pete, 83 years old, you know, doing what he's doing at 83, and he always teases me, Mike, I want to grow up to be you one day. I said, okay, Pete, I want to live as long as you do. But we have a lot of fun with it, but it is something that's so huge to the committee, and you guys have really done a great job of sponsoring and help to keep that alive here and to grow those camps.
Yeah, it's a special thing for the whole state, and it's a very special thing for Thibodaux and the surrounding area, and for us personally, speaking for the hospital and the trainers and programs and services, we have about 80 trainers that we bring in and our own to support the Manning Passing Academy. And Archie's always very, very appreciative of it. His sons, can't say enough about how good those guys have been. And we know that he could take that camp about anywhere he wanted to, Orlando or wherever. But he's chosen to stay here in Louisiana, and we're fortunate that he works with us and with Nicholls State University. And the lineman's camp, and Pete Jenkins is watching you and him talk this last summer there under the tent, was pretty incredible, Mike. It was two unique, very, very, very knowledgeable personalities and whole tradition of things in that conversation that I appreciate it, but those young men have that, and they don't necessarily get that everywhere. So to create a place, a program, and people join together to support it, that exposes them to the big time. Big time people think a little different than those that don't. And to see it, to get the coaching personally, it's a special, special thing. So it's our privilege to be part of it.
Joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate your time, and also thank you for what's been accomplished here in the Thibodaux area. This, you know, sleepy little city, all of a sudden now to have all these facilities. And again, it took a vision, and it was yours to piece all this together. And this, the Wellness Center, along with the Cancer Institute and the Wellness Part 2 Center, and to see everything, the growth there from beach volleyball to, tennis, you name it, come alive. You deserve a lot of credit for that. And I just wanted to tell you that.
Mike, I appreciate it. I feel so fortunate to have so many capable people that I work with. They're amazing. Love these people. Love this community. And we appreciate you. I keep saying you're a walking, talking encyclopedia. I don't know how you are able to gather so much information about NFL, college, local, high schools, and so forth, that you do it and you're able to articulate it in a great way. And we appreciate your knowledge and experience very much.
Greg, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon, and I'll see you real soon.
Take care. Thank you.
All righty. That was Greg Stock, CEO of Thibodaux Regional Health System. We'll take a break and come back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this break. Back here on WWL live from the Wellness Center at Thibodaux Regional Health System. Mike DeTellier, we're taking you to 6 o'clock tonight, and then it'll be Pelicans pregame coverage. And then at 6:30, it'll be tip-off time for the Pels. And they got a little bit of help this morning. The agent revealed it, that they've signed. And he went to high school at John Errett High School. Alfred Payton has agreed to terms with the Pelicans. I mean, they need as much help as they can get across the board. So Payton has signed. Now, he had a workout with the Pelicans this summer. Did not make the final roster, but they have went back and re-signed him. And he's kind of bounced around a little bit in the NBA, but Pelicans need some bodies right now, so they were able to sign him up this morning. Also, to congratulations to Tulane defensive back Caleb Ransaw. Old friend Jim Nagy got him and invited him to the 2025 Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. Caleb started his college career at Troy, and when John Summerall took the job here, he was one of the first gets John got to come to Tulane. So he's made such an impact in the secondary that they saw it for the pros. And so Caleb Ransaw becomes an invite to the 2025 Senior Bowl in Mobile. When we come back, we'll have on with us the athletic director at Nicholls State University, Jonathan Terrell. JT will join us right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike DeTerrio, and we're at the Wellness Center on the campus of Thibodaux Regional Health System. I want to thank Greg Stock for giving us some time this afternoon. He's got a busy schedule, but we appreciate him being able to give us this time here to do it at the Wellness Center. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, the athletic director at Nicholls State University, Jonathan Terrell, and JT has been there a couple years. And JT, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Well, thanks, Mike. I apologize because I was trying to get to you so I can be right next to you and crack a few funnies, but I have to take it on my phone just for a bit, just with this ball game that we got going. We have a basketball game tonight, one last night, and football tomorrow. So it's a little crazy around here right now, my friend.
All right. Where you grew up, JT, because you came to Nicholls State, but you in southeastern country over there, right?
I was born and raised on the North Shore in Slidell, Louisiana. I think they do call that line country, but I'm a colonel, 33 years of a colonel right here, bleeding red and gray.
The Riverbell Classic, and you know what's funny? The series is dead even. Dead even. All these years, and it's sort of like the Saints and the Falcons. It's only one kind of win more than the other. And this has had some great games. Man, I've been on the sidelines or in the stands for some of these games with Southeastern. And what Frank Selfo has done for the Lions this year, he's been terrific. It's sort of a down year for the Colonels, not being able to finish off some games. But this is special, especially for you guys, because this is your bowl game. Selfo might have an opportunity to play on, but for Nicholls State, this is your bowl game tomorrow night.
This is it. And I tell you what, matters not what the record is, my friend. When this game, when this Riverbell Classic is played, it is a game that is just as rough and tough, and you can feel it in the air when it's Southeastern versus Nicholls. So they have something to play for, and I think people fail to forget that we have something to play for, and it's that Riverbell Classic, and to leave with a positive note of a W going into the spring season.
One of the things, the athletic director at a smaller college like at where you're at, people going to move on, okay, in life. But I've been so impressed with what you were able to do. You lose a baseball coach, and then you bring one in. Tremendous credentials there. You lost your basketball coach. You bring in a young man, and he was unbelievable in year one for the men's basketball team. And even Will Wade told me, and he don't throw out a lot of compliments to people who say, Mike, I was impressed with that guy. They got a really good basketball team. The same thing with women's basketball. And you know, Doobie had been there for so long. And then you bring in another young coach who has got ties to this area. He was an assistant coach. That is a lot harder to do than people think. So I give you a lot of credit for that, partner.
I appreciate you, my friend. It is at the end of the day, we're in the people business, Mike, and that's what I keep reminding everyone here, that it's a people business, and I try to make sure that I surround myself with good people, and these people that you're talking about are just tremendous human beings, and I think that's the part. And, you know, the X's and O's and stuff, I just pray that they know them at their best level. But, you know, I just know they have the energy and they have so much pride about this place, whether they played here, which JP did as our women's basketball coach, but Tavon played here. And then our baseball coach just being in the area at LSU and playing against us and understanding what it's like to be at a place like this. And so really exciting to have the opportunity to bring those people on board and just to dive into to the love of Nicholls State University.
JT, when did you even start? I don't think I've ever asked you this. When did you start to think about maybe being an administrator? You know, to be an athletic director? Because I know you were in the private business world for a few years. And so you had to make that choice to come back to Nicholls State and being the athletic director. But when did that kind of pop to you?
Well, it's funny. I think I was probably in my third year of pharmaceutical sales, and I was around helping raise money, trying to help Jay Thomas do some things, and maybe 2 or 3 years. And I just would always tell my wife, man, I just would love to go back there and make an impact and be the athletic director. And, you know, I would say it over and over again. You know, they say, like, you just keep talking yourself into something. And so I just stayed around. And when Matt Rohn got here, I just kind of followed him and listened and watched what he did. And we became really, really close. And when he left, it was heartbreaking because I thought he was doing such a great job. And the things that he did here, I just wanted to continue it. And he called me one day and he said, are you going to apply for the job? And I said, Matt, I always talk about being an AD, but you think I could be an AD? And he was like, I think that you love the place so much that you'll find a way to keep it going. And so I just said, well, I'll apply and see. And here I am. Dr. Kloon took a chance on somebody with truly no experience in that administration world other than managing people. And at the end of the day, that's kind of what I told him. At the end of the day, it's about people. And no matter what business you're in, to build a culture where people want to be at work, where people want to continue to fight. And when I think about Nicholls, I think about blue collar. We don't have everything you need, but we try to give you everything that you need to be successful. And so you got to make sure you got the right people on board. And I knew what that was like. And I love the fact that I could come here as a player and as a coach when I was here and have all of those experiences and put it into being an administrator and trying to give everybody the student athletes the experience and make sure that I had the coaches back when it was time to. So here I am, and loving every minute of it. It's the hardest job I've ever had in my life. I told my mom that a long time ago when I took it, and I always wanted to do something that was different every day. This is different every day, and with everything that you're going through with the NCAA and all the house settlement and all the things that are going on, but it is always some way that you get to impact somebody every day. And I think that's the thing that just continue to make me wake up in the morning and continue to fight the good fight is what I tell everybody when I see them in the morning. Let's continue to fight the good fight for the right reasons. So that's it, Mike. That's how I became the AD. And Dr. Kloon had a relationship with him that he was able to, after the interview, to believe that I can get the job done. And so 5 years, so here we are.
JT, we had it on Greg Stock, the CEO of Thibodaux Regional Health System, on earlier, and heard it from his point of view, the connection to Nicholls State University. So I'm going to let you give your point of view from Nicholls in the connection here to Thibodaux Regional Health System and what's right behind the campus. I mean, you know, if you sit in the stands, you can see the hospital. I mean, yeah, it's clear from here. And the connection between the sports world and also the hospital.
We are here today, both of us. I really say that is because of each other's the partnership. Thibodaux Regional Health Systems, Thibodaux Regional Sports Medicine. We don't have a trainer on the job if it's not for Thibodaux Regional. And so when you think about the things that we have, the soccer field, the track, you talk about the sports complex with volleyball and tennis. You know, that's a lot of stuff that we wouldn't have if it wasn't for you know, Mr. Greg Stock as a CEO to have a vision for the community and for this university as a whole. And so the partnership has been unbelievable. I feel like it's even better in the last 5 years. I'm not saying that just because I've been here. I'm saying that because I think that we are intentional in the relationship, making sure that people know that, you know, there's a true partnership with us in Thibodaux Regional. And so, and it's not just about athletics. I mean, you think about what he's done for the nursing school, you know, $10 million to name that and to be able to help our nursing school grow and them be able to benefit from that. And to be in the backyard is just unbelievable. I told him the other day, I said, Greg, I said, I was sitting here and they had a team from, I don't know who was playing in soccer, but we were playing somebody in soccer and they said it was the best park that they'd ever been to when they looked and saw the beach volleyball and the tennis. And they said, so y'all have this? And I said, by the grace of Thibodaux Regional Health Systems, we are able to have a Nicholls State University partnership with them that we get to play and we play all of our home games here. So it's top notch. The care is top notch and everything they do. And so we are very, very excited. And we wouldn't be who we are today without the partnership of Thibodaux Regional Health Systems.
All right, I'm going to let you go on this. Listen, you can't let Selfo brag about beating Nicholls this year, so you guys got to take care of business because I'm going to hear it from Coach if you do.
Okay.
But I know you're going to get in there. You're going to give everything you got. But, man, Frank, he kind of gives me the needle every once in a while about, you know, we give him a little coverage here. So so take care of business. Take care of business tomorrow night, you know what I mean?
We will. That's the plan, my friend, because it would make my Friday so much better.
Jonathan, thanks so much, brother. I appreciate your time. And again, you're doing a fantastic job at Nicholls State. I understand how difficult that job is. And man, from fundraising to hiring coaches and all the NCAA rules, it's just unbelievable that you got to keep up with each and every day. And sometimes it changes every hour. So, man, I appreciate everything you do for the community.
Hey, thank you, buddy. I appreciate you having me. We have a great team here, and I'm only as good as they are. So we appreciate you, Mike. Thanks for always taking care of us, bud, and putting us on. We'll talk to you soon, and go Colonels.
All righty. Thank you. JT, Jonathan Terrell, the athletic director here at Nicholls State, and I was just kidding with him, but he's true. He grew up on the North Shore. He grew up in southeastern Lion Country, but he came here and played football at Nicholls State. We'll be back to finish it off here in hour number one of Sports Talk, and we're live from the Thibodaux Regional Health System Wellness Center right here in Thibodaux. We'll be right back with finishing up hour number one right after this break. We're finishing it up here in hour number one. Mike Dettelier, and we had Sports Talk at the 242,000 square foot wellness center on the campus of Thibodaux Regional Health System. When we come back, we'll have on with us Frank Selfo from Southeastern Louisiana.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to a special edition of WWL Sports Talk, live from the Wellness Center on the campus of Thibodaux Regional Health System. Thibodaux Regional believes in building a healthier community to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. I want to thank Greg Stock for helping us out today and getting all this settled up at Thibodaux Regional Medical Center. We're going to go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line and talk to
the head football coach of the Southeastern Lions, Frank Selfo. Coach, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Absolutely, Mike. Good to hear from you. Good to talk to you, and miss you sometimes. I don't get a chance to hear you all the time.
Well, I appreciate it, Coach. Man, it was a slow start, you know, a tough start because of the schedule, but your team is hot right now. They have played some really good football. When did you know, Frank, that it would all sort of piece together? Because you're explosive on the offensive side of the football. You bend on defense, but you played some really good defense also. This team really came together after a very difficult early schedule.
We did, Mike. You know, I remember when we played Tulane, we saw some flashes, especially in the first half, against a team that I thought was really good. And then, you know, you kind of start having some doubts because Tulane loses a couple of games, really tough games, to two tough opponents. And then you see what they're doing now. So that was a really good football team that we played against. And then as the next few games unfolded, I saw more consistency in some of the things that, you know, we thought was from a positive standpoint. And then we just kind of, you know, we hit conference and then kind of hit a stride there. We played Tarleton, a good Tarleton team, to 3 on the road, got beat at the end, and then, you know, won 5 out of the last 6. So we've been playing well. You know, I just think we've won some close games, and I think that speaks to the character of our football team and our staff. And, you know, a lot of things lend itself, but we're not hurting ourselves. And I think that's where those things are. That's what's going to contribute to us winning those close games.
Coach, when you look at it, what you've done at Southeastern sort of is a mirror image of what I saw Tim Rebo do at Nicholls State. You concentrated on the state of Louisiana. You can go a little bit left and right. You can go into Mississippi and grab players. But the concentration on Louisiana talent in the high school ranks, and listen, you got to go get a JUCO transfer sometime or a transfer player. But you have built this from within. A really good program, and mainly on Louisiana players.
Yeah, I made a commitment when I got here, Mike, to do that. When I got here, over 70% of our scholarship dollars were spent on players out of state, from out of state, and I wanted to flip that. And right now, almost 80% of our scholarship dollars are spent on players from in-state. And what you said about Tim is exactly right. I saw what he did. I saw the blueprint for success by using Louisiana kids. And the coaching here is good. Our players and the fan bases here are passionate. And you know what you're going to get. You know the product that you're going to get. They love to play ball. And I saw that with Nicholls, and I saw what Tim did there with that program. And I wanted to do the same and kind of follow that path. And we've done that. And I think that's what led us to have consistent success, which I wanted to do that. I didn't want to be a fly-by-night program where you win one, lose one year, and then win again. I wanted to be as consistent as we could possibly be, and that's been made possible because of the Louisiana players that we've been getting here.
You know, a lot of times I hear it from guys that, you know, I'm not getting recruited by a Tulane or an LSU, but, you know, I'm hearing from Southeastern, I'm hearing from Nicholls or McNeese. And I think one of the things in the transfer portal age, I think the pool of players are bigger for you now than, say, 5 years ago. Because if I'm an LSU or a Tulane, some of my concentration is going to be for an immediate guy. And he's had some experience somewhere else at another college. I think it's opened up a bigger avenue for you to get the prep players because of what's happened with the transfer portal NIL era.
I 100%, Mike, I agree. You are right on that. And, you know, when you go back and look, we signed 24 last year out of high school. We signed 26 the year before. Some people are not doing that anymore. They're opting to go towards the transfer side and limiting their high school classes, and we don't do that. We're going to take high school players first, and that's what our big push is during the fall and then the early signing date. We're going to go after as many high school players as we can get. And like you said, a couple of junior college guys to come in January. But then we're going to – anything else after that, we'll go through spring ball and see what we need to get from the transfer portal. But our team's built with high school guys and Louisiana guys. you know, I was looking, I've said this a couple of times. I looked at it practice the other day. 10 out of the 11 guys we had on the field offensively that were practicing were from guys that we brought in as for true freshmen in our program. And 9 of the 11 on defense were freshmen that we brought in. Not freshmen, but guys that we brought in as freshmen into our program. So 19 of the 22 players that were practicing on that one given moment at practice were kids that we had brought in and recruited out of high school, and they came here. And that's something we're extremely proud of. There are good players all over the place. And like you said, some of the schools are rather, you know, go get a 19 or 20-year-old, 21-year-old that has some playing time than take a chance on a high school kid. And we're doing that. We're going to take those chances. We do have a better product, I think, out there that we have an opportunity to get.
Coach, one of the things before the season started and now looking at it now, give me a player or two on offense, defense, that has surprised you with his play.
I don't know if it was a surprise, but Darius Lewis has just been off the charts this year, Mike. He's got 70, I think, 5 or 6 catches. He's second or third in the country in punt return yardage. He's just dynamic with the football. His leadership ability and his practice habits are just beyond anything you can imagine. And I don't want to say it's a surprise, but the production that we're getting out of him, the way that we're using him, the creativity we have offensively with him being involved, and him being able to do all the things that we're asking him to do is just really, it's been such a pleasure to watch his package grow each week. And so, from that standpoint, I think he's the guy for us. And then on the defensive side of the ball, we got a linebacker, KK Reno, from New Iberia that just has been so consistent for us, up and down throughout the entire season. And, it's just exciting to watch him grow. You know, he didn't play much last year, was a part-time player, but really jumped into a starting role and just grabbed it from a leadership standpoint. So I think that's a couple of guys that you look at and you go, you know, wow, that's, you know, you don't see that much production coming out of them as the season unfolded, but then they've exploded onto the scene for us.
Coach, one of the things you and I have talked about this before, you're not afraid to play multiple quarterbacks. There are a lot of coaches out there that they want the man, okay? And the second string quarterback, you don't get a lot of snaps. You are unlike that. And you may be in a small category that you don't mind playing multiple quarterbacks and even multiple quarterbacks in a game. So where did that philosophy come from? Because that's a little bit unique in today's world.
It is. You know, back when, and you remember this, when we had Patrick Ramsey at Tulane, his backup was J.P. Lossman. And J.P. was good enough to play, right? But we also knew Patrick was really good too. But J.P. played a lot. We got a lot of snaps, and he got a lot of experience because of Patrick's ability to do what he could do. When Patrick got drafted in the first round, J.P. was able to step in as a junior, and it wasn't until then that he was a starter, but he had gotten a lot of snaps prior to that. He stepped in as a junior and just took off, and you know, everybody said, wow, well, he had been playing for 2 years prior to that, and he becomes a first-round draft pick. Well, his backup was Lester Ricard. Well, Lester didn't play much, but we did get him some experience while he was there backing up J.P., and that lent itself to when Lester had the opportunity, when J.P. goes in the first round, for Lester to step in and begin to play and play well. And I think at some point in time, you know, you got a chance to lose your quarterback, and if you don't help to develop those other guys and give them some game experience, then when that happens now, you're looking down the barrel. I know in the NFL you can't do it because of the money and everything else, but in college football, when you have an opportunity to give somebody a chance to get better and gain some valuable game experience, I think you have to be able to do that. And, you also have to have unselfish quarterbacks. They have to be able to embrace that philosophy, and I think we do that. We do a great job of coaching them and teaching them and developing them, but explaining to them the philosophy of what we're doing and why we're doing it.
Coach, the Rivervale Classic is unbelievable throughout the years. This series is tied okay? You guys got as many victories as what Nicholls State has, and this is always a great rivalry, and I know when it's in Thibodaux, man, so many people from the North Shore come down to watch the game, and it's vice versa. When it's in Hammond, they go from the Bayou to watch it there. And what does it mean for you? Because this is a big series, and a lot of it has to do, too, you recruiting the same guys, the exact same players. And so a victory here means a little bit more.
Well, I think it the past just lends itself to this being a great rivalry. Like you said, we're tied 17-17. And why it happens this way, that the last three games that Nicholls has beat us has been here in Hammond. The last three games that we have beat Nicholls have been there in Thibodaux. We can't win at home. We've had trouble holding serve. And Tim and I talk about it. We laugh about it. But it's just the way it is. And the games are close, highly competitive, highly emotional, highly intense. The fan base, the same thing. They're excited about this. Like you said, in recruiting, we're recruiting the same players. The players on our team either played against a lot of the guys that they're playing against, or they might have been on the same high school team. And now they're playing against each other. So I just think it epitomizes what college football is about and what it should be about, that the, two teams in close proximity and building a rivalry that's so evenly matched. And here we are again doing the exact same thing, year in and year out at the end of the season, Thursday night, we're the only game in the country going to be played. And then, so we get a chance to play each other. And it's just so much fun to be in. You love the game. You always want to come out on a winning edge, but when it doesn't happen that way, you look back and you do reflect on why, how close it was and how well that game was played. That is a great football team down there. They got this year. Tim's a hell of a coach, and they do a good job of what they're doing. And it's what a challenge for us to be able to be on the field with them at the same time.
Coach, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. I know it's always busy the day before a game, but I appreciate you coming on with us and looking forward to tomorrow night's game between the Colonels. And hopefully, Coach, it's not the last game of the year for you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. We got to appreciate that, Mike, that. And then, I hope it's not either. I hope we have an opportunity to go beyond this game. But this game is everything for us. And it's for our fans and our university and the entire North Shore. So we're looking forward to it just like they are.
Thanks so much, Coach. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Mike.
All righty. That was the head football coach of the Southeastern Lions, Frank Selfo. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 right after this break. Welcome to a special edition of WWL Sports Talk, live from the first of its kind State of the Art Wellness Center on the campus of Thibodaux Regional Health.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
System, 242,000 square foot facility here. It's just absolutely beautiful. We heard Greg Stock talk about they have like 600,000 people visit here each and every year. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Bottle Man, you've been waiting, brother. Hey, you got to inspire me, Bottle Man.
Hey, keep your shirt on, Mike. Keep your shirt on now. This is the point. First of all, thank God for this day that he has made, man, that we'll never see again. As always, number two, shouts out and condolences to those people that lost their lives, families, and everything, because I was over there that day. Number three, The race is not for the swift, strong, no mighty, for those who endure. Watch our team. Watch our team. I'm talking about the Who That Nation. God ain't never did nothing that he never started. Just like a missed coach, a missed house ex-coach, but we can't talk about old news. Coach Rizzi is in the building now. Everybody's getting healthy one day at a time. Tell Bobby I say I don't get a chance to hear him much, and we got to see each other sight, face-to-face and all of this, so I can really hug and get a chance to fellowship. And a shout-out to the whole WWL station and all other stations. Watch our team. Ms. Benson and Mr. Benson going to do the boogie. Watch what I tell you. Who that?
Thank you, Bottle Man. I appreciate it. And, man, listen, I love to listen to you, man. You get me inspired each and every time you call in. So thanks for calling. I appreciate the happy Thanksgiving wishes. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Let's go to Hollywood and Thibodeau. Hollywood, what's up, brother?
What's up, Mike? What's happening?
Oh, man, I'm at Thibodeau Regional, brother. I'm in your part of the neck of the woods here.
Yeah, I could tell you live, hello, and live, so I'm telling you hello on the radio.
All right, I appreciate it. I'm doing good.
I heard you in the neighborhood, so I'm just talking to you on the radio. So,
Lester just left here. Lester, he just left Lester to go Beamer? Back home. Lester Beamer, you don't live too far from here.
Right. Edie White in Livingston, we should be able to beat that up, Mike.
I would think so, and boy, would that set up the matchup next week? Because you know who they would play most likely, Vanderbilt.
Yeah, Vanderbilt Terrier. Yep, we're waiting for that matchup.
And you know, I always tease Coach Lasang about it. I say, man, come on, Coach, you come so close to jumping the ditch. You got to do it one year, and he will always laugh at me. But man, Edie White, really talented football team. They so well coach. And Kyle does a fantastic job relating to the young guys of this world. And that's a lot harder than what we might think to motivate 14, 15, 16-year-old, 17-year-old young men to play as a group and not as an individual. Kyle Lasang's done a fantastic job at Edie White.
Right. And when you are getting eliminated by a forfeit player, oof, whatever, that should make the bracket easier for Edie White or even there, whoever wins out of them. You know, he's a path
I agree.
To the Superdome.
Here's my deal with that deal with U-High. Why did it take so long for you to come down with this decision? Okay? That's the thing that kind of gets under my skin. If you were investigating this or if you knew ahead of time, why did you wait so long before you sprang it on everybody? Man, I wonder a little bit about what's happening with the LHSA.
If you knew you did illegal, they should have canned them from the get-go. They shouldn't even waited this long.
I agree with that. Yeah. If you knew it, then you should have done it right off the bat. But what they did, they waited to the final moment and say, oh, no, you can't get into the playoff outfit. So, man, ain't nothing fair in this world, but that wasn't fair. Because if you knew ahead of time, you should have told them, hey, you eliminated right off the bat. Instead, you let them roll this to the end of the year.
Hey, maybe we're going to change it up a little bit. I want to talk about Coach Reese for the Saints. If he has a strong show until the end of the season, because good things happen for this coach, like Kim, that kicker for Atlanta, he's like automatic. He missed field goals. The kicker for the last week, Hopkins, he missed a chip shot and all that, and I think we should give Coach Reese another chance if he finished strong. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're probably right, but he would almost I can't say run the table, but my friend Greg Cosell always says it, Mike, ain't nobody out of the race in the NFC South because the other teams there. He would have to make a run at the end, and certainly I think – for what he's done, he's certainly caught everybody's attention, and he's got everybody's attention on that team. It's going to be a monumental task now. It's going to be tough because you got some holes here, especially at wide receiver and your top guys down. But can he do it? Can he inspire this team and make a run at the end? then I think you got to give him serious consideration then. Thanks so much for the call, Hollywood. I appreciate it. We'll be back, and we'll have on with us Jim Derry from Datitude Podcast talking about Saints, Pelicans, a little bit, LSU, and Tulane right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Welcome back to a special edition of WWL Sports Talk live from the Wellness Center on the campus of Thibodaux Regional Health System. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. You can hear him on Datitude, Jim Derry. Jim, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Mike, great to be on. Thanks for having me.
Jim, I don't want to say you're an old pops like me, but you're in that neighborhood. What we saw Sunday from Taysom Hill goes on the Mount Rushmore for me of what I've seen in the Superdome, of what he was able to do totally. It's unreal to watch that guy and what he's able to accomplish. And you sort of know it's coming. There's nothing of a surprise there. And what a game he had against the Browns. And, again, I've seen all these games, and I don't care if it's Sugar Bowl, national championship games, other events other than Saints games. That's on the Mount Rushmore for me.
Look, Mike, just because I got a little gray in my beard, all right, you know, we have seen a lot. There's no doubt about that. And I think, you know, we were typing up something on Twitter in the first quarter of something – that hadn't been done in the NFL since 1951, and it was only the first quarter. You know, things that he had done. He had returned a kick, scored a touchdown, thrown a pass, thrown an interception, the things that he does no one else can do. And it's, you know, obviously it's why Sean Payton loved him so much, and it's what brought him here, and it's what's kept him here for this long. But I think the most amazing thing about Taysom Hill is that 34 years old, and the way that he runs, and he's still outrunning, you know, that last run. Now, granted, it was when the game was basically over, and how hard the Browns are trying, I'm not sure. But to be able to outrun everyone at his age and to do the things he can do, man, I wish I could have done those things back when I was 34 years old.
Yeah. I was talking to Pete Jenkins about it, and Pete was like, Mike, you sure he's 34? I said, well, that's what his birth certificate says. What do you want me to argue with him about it? I'm telling you, he's 34 years old. But it is amazing to watch him and to see his career and what happened at BYU and hurt a lot with BYU. And he's been nicked up also with the Saints. But, yeah, man, when he's healthy, this football team, along with Eric McCoy, it made a difference. Having those two guys in the lineup against Cleveland.
Mike, one thing I've said about, you know, anyone who's ever covered the Saints and been in a Saints locker room after a game and see what Taysom Hill looks like after any normal game, he looks different than anyone else. And I'm not talking about his physical stature. I'm talking about I've never seen someone as bruised up as he is after every single game he plays, because he goes 110% every single play he plays, because it's the only mode he knows how. He doesn't have a turbo mode because he's always in turbo mode. But it's amazing when you look at him and he's got his shirt off and he's just black and blue throughout his entire body. And it's, you know, I'm not sure, again, and you talk about his age and you bring up his age, I don't know how someone at that age continues to do it at that level the way that he does and to take the beating that he takes.
Well, it's good that he's got an off weekend this week so he can rest up, because the schedule down the stretch, and some good, some bad, the Giants and the Raiders, come on. We know about that, but they haven't matched up well against the Rams, and you got the Packers right around the corner too. That ain't going to be an easy gig on that. Look, going to LSU now, and I think their inability to run the football has caused all kind of problems. But everything sort of peeled apart in the second half against Texas A&M, not being able to react to the option quarterback in Reed. And then we saw Milroe, man, when he's going to go into College Football Hall of Fame, yeah. Give me the tapes of when I played LSU. Last year and this year is there. Man, the hole at center and guard is enormous. Jim, and yeah, that I think has caused a lot of issues. It forces Nussmeier I think he's trying to make every throw count, and you can't be that way. I thought they ran the football a little bit better against Florida, but Florida's lousy playing the run. Watch what happens to Florida this week If you think Florida's a really good team, watch who they play this week.
They're not.
And see how they stand out. LSU is in a free fall right now. And Brian Kelly's got to put the net down real fast.
Yeah, and it's really – this is definitely the worst stretch of football that LSU's played since Brian Kelly's gotten here. And, you know, I think we maybe – when we were talking about how good this offensive line was before the season, I don't think we were putting enough stock in that, just how good Jaden Daniels was, because Jaden Daniels could escape any pressure and got away and made those numbers look really good. And you're like, man, this offensive line's going to be, they're all coming back. You're going to be so really, so good this year. And then you go to a guy who's not mobile at all and Garrett Nussmeier, and you realize, oh, maybe that's why the offensive line looked as good as they did. And, look, I'm just really – I tell you what bothers me more than anything, and you kind of touched on it in the beginning, and it's not just the running game, but it's the play calling. And I think Joe Sloan's play calling, to me, has kind of got me baffled, or maybe it's the exact opposite, because it's so predictable. It's become so predictable that they're going to run on first down and then not even running with the right guys. And I can't understand what he's trying to do, and – you get yourself in a third and long situation. And look, Nussmeier has actually been able to get out of a lot of them on third down, but you can't keep doing it, and you can't keep putting yourself in third and six, because that's been LSU's biggest downfall the last 3 weeks, and it's why they've been losing.
Jim, thanks so much for joining us. I'll try to get you. I want you on Saturday, so I'll give you a time. Hopefully you can join us on our pregame show at Acme Oyster House and give us a few more words on LSU, but I appreciate your time this afternoon.
Mike, you give me a time and I'll be on. I appreciate the phone call.
Thanks so much. Jim Derry does a fantastic job, and man, I love that he gives you an opinion, right or wrong. He's going to give you one, and that's why we have Sports Talk, for somebody to give a strong opinion on a subject. You're not always going to be right, but you give one, better than not giving one at all. We'll be back to finish it off here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 right after this break. We're finishing up here on a special edition of WWL Sports Talk, live from the 242,000 square foot wellness center on the campus of Thibodaux Regional Health System. I want to thank Greg Stock and his entire staff for setting us up here. They've done a great job. And if you're in the Thibodaux area, it's something to see at the Wellness Center, and how this place is just blossomed overnight, so to speak. Because I can remember as a kid growing up, this was nothing but a sugarcane field at one time. I want to tell everybody at 6 o'clock, it'll be Pelicans pregame show. And at 6:30, the Pelicans play the Cleveland Cavaliers. And you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 WWL. Cavaliers lost for the first time last night. And, man, they made a run. It was 14-0. And then finally they got the loss. I suspect that tomorrow they'll be 15-1. They got a lot of walking wounded also for the Cavaliers. It's just not the Pelicans in this. So, man, Cleveland has really, really played well this season. And I think they're catching certainly the Pelicans at the absolute right time. Well, again, want to thank everybody for listening. Want to thank everybody here at Thibodaux Regional Health System. And, hey, stay tuned. It'll be the Pelicans pregame show right here on the Big 870 WWL.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.